on this afternoon, this evening, and tonight through the overnight hours. Rain and maybe even some rumbles of thunder as this fast-moving storm system moves through the area. And by tomorrow morning, the front is in eastern Alabama at 6 a.m. So that'll shut off the rain pretty early. And timing is everything. That's just in time for the weekend. So we're looking for high today in the low 50s, low tonight in the upper 40s. Tomorrow's high, I think upper 50s look good, and that sounds like a heat wave. We're in the 30s on Friday night, and over the weekend, highs in the 50s, sunshine Saturday, chance of a shower late Sunday into Monday. Right now, this morning, that rain has ended out at the airport, and in many locations here in the river region, the rain is now lifting out. The temperature at the moment, we're at 41.
41.
902 instead of low 20s.
So it heated up some, but then it's just dreary and raining again.
I know. It's called January.
I just can't get anything that I want.
So, but, you know, the sun will be out Saturday, so how about that for timing, right?
Yeah, there you go. Just in time for me to do yard work.
Oh, boy.
I used to loathe yard work, but now... It's a nice, it's almost like a meditative activity.
Is your grass green? Mine's green.
Well, it's not mine, it's my grandfather's. But yeah, it is. Yeah, and weeds growing on top.
Had to actually do some mowing.
I had to do that too. Well, actually, I called somebody and said, hey, would you do that for me?
I did the same thing, Rich. But still, we had to do some mowing.
That's right. Exactly. All right, gentlemen, I know you have nothing to talk about today.
Oh, no.
Nothing.
Well, what would be going on?
If you need a sedative, it starts again at 1 o'clock.
Sedative?
Igor. No, it starts again around noonish.
Happy day.
Boy, I tried to sit through some of that.
I keep saying it, and folks might not like my tone, but I'm... Put away all my ropes and all my rickety stools.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, if I'm watching that stuff, as well as all the spoons.
I'm thinking about being a senator and having to listen to all 24 hours of it.
Oh, Lord.
They got the milk and the water, so they're good, you know.
Yeah.
You guys have a good show.
Thanks.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you. This hour, upcoming hour of news and views from 9 to noon. Jack Kimball's out today, as he usually is on Thursdays. He's filming a television show, but Eddie Bader is here in his stead. Thank you for that, Eddie.
Oh, my pleasure. I love being here.
And this upcoming hour of news and views is, folks, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Until the end of January, you have the opportunity to get 40% off all videotape to DVD transfers. That means if you have a bunch of old home videos, take advantage of 40% off. But you have to be sure to tell Dan Black and the team that you're a News and Views listener, that you listen to Joey and Jack and Joey, all the time. 279-6036, 279-6036, that's the number for Dan Black Studios. Thank you to Dan Black and Dan Black Studios for sponsoring this hour of the program.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Aaliyah has issued an emergency missing child alert for a 13-year-old girl from Pelham. Amberlee Flores was last seen Tuesday. Police say she was willingly getting into a small, dark Mercedes SUV. If you know where she is, call 911 or the Pelham Police Department. Montgomery police are hoping someone comes forward with information about a 2018 homicide. Stephen White Jr. was killed in the 5900 block of Monticello Drive. There is now a $5,000 reward for information in the case. And the Montgomery City Council has approved a motion to buy Garrett Coliseum from the state of Alabama. If Mayor Stephen Reed approves the motion, the city will have ownership of the Coliseum. The city was given a letter from Governor Ivey saying they'll grant funding for renovation and 112 acres of property. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month with no data caps and our 2-year price lock guarantee. These are savings you can count on. Learn more at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Number 15033.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze, country roads, take me home.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 to noon.
All my memories gather around her.
That's right, John Denver. Sing your heart out.
Stranger to blue.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Oh, there's Jay Sekulow on my TV screen. I'm a little ADD today. Welcome into the program, folks. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Like I just mentioned, Eddie Bader in studio. I'm Joey Clark. This is News and Views from 9 till noon. And I want to play a little game, a little audio game to start out the program here.
Want to play a game?
Yeah, let's, not that type of game. Oh, okay, those movies freak me out, Eddie.
My bad.
I can't sleep after I see one of those movies.
We're going to DEF CON 4.
Yes, but I'm going to play what is really a 2-second sound bite. I just played it over John Denver there for a second, but I want you folks to call 272-9228 if you know who this is. And how this soundbite, this audio hook, came to be. Now, I don't have any prizes.
Oh.
But we're going to do it for funsies.
Okay.
It's just a game. 272-9228. Listen carefully, folks, if you're driving out there on the wet roads or in the rain, or maybe you're sitting in that rocking chair enjoying retirement. I have no clue. There's too many of you to keep track of. 272-9228 if you know what this sound is.
I know what that is.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do.
Mr. Bader. Mr. Eddie Bader knows what it is.
Yes, I do.
I'm going to play it one more time, folks. What the world is that, folks?
Huh?
If you've been following the news, I'll give a hint. In particular, CBS News. You should know what this sound is. Who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Why this person put out that sound. Now, it does sound like a male voice to me.
Yes.
But it could be. I mean, listen carefully. Could this possibly be Elizabeth Warren, or as the president calls her, Pocahontas?
That does sound like her war chant.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Just racist. We're already just starting out racist today.
How can you set me up and then call me a racist?
I didn't call you anything. It's just, you know. I guess we have to give $1 billion to the Porch Creek Indians now.
Like that's hard.
Right. If we can start on that. Because right now, folks, impeachment continues. And if you look at what the Democrats presented yesterday into the night yesterday, if you watch the impeachment hearings, you've already heard this before. So I'm not going to waste too much time on it because we covered the impeachment hearings in detail. I watched them too much for somebody to stay sane. Yep. So when I'm doing my due diligence,
your homework,
and watching some of the impeachment hearing yesterday, I'm like, I've I can't take it anymore. And it's not just that I disagree with Adam Schiff or find him incredibly dishonest, unreliable, but, I mean, par for the course and the partisan political environment we live in. But it's, again, we've heard it all before. It will be interesting, I think, this impeachment trial, once we get to the president's defense team, not just whether you like Trump or not, whether you like the defense or not, at least it'll be something new to listen to.
Yeah.
And in particular, from Alan Dershowitz. I would love to hear from Alan. Or Ken Starr. I mean, we've heard a lot from Cipollone and Seculo already, but I want to hear from Dershowitz on the Constitution. I think Ken Starr is going to give a great presentation. It should be an actual interesting new faces, new voices, new arguments. And then the question period should be somewhat interesting.
Well, you know, Adam Schiff, I don't know if you picked this up the last day or so, but he might have a new challenger for his spot. Dr. Drew has decided he might get in the race just to put the world out of their misery with Adam Schiff.
Dr. Drew is going to get into the presidential race?
No, he's going to get into the race for Schiff's seat.
Oh, wow, in Congress.
Yes.
Dr. Drew Pinsky.
And he's throwing it out there, so you never know how serious they really are. But I like the fact that that's one more thing Adam Schiff has to worry about.
I like Dr. Drew.
Me too.
I watch his podcasts, or one of them. He does many.
Yeah.
I really like that guy. I'm sure that I'll find disagreement with him at some point.
Sure.
But he seems
just being human.
If he's to the left, he seems like a very sane person on the left.
Yeah.
I highly respect Dr. Drew, so that would be...
Right, yeah, and he's a very open-minded person, which I do like about that. He's very smart, but he... And I guess I watched him on MTV back in the day, so I kind of got to watch him that way. But I like Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
If I needed that kind of doctor... I really want Dr.
And
Drew.
We are living in the day and age of political celebrity.
Yes.
You're already a celebrity, you already have that name ID that isn't tied to, say, you've been there forever,
right,
like Lindsey Graham or Chuck Schumer or whomever.
Right.
I like that.
I like the idea of it.
Yeah. If somebody has actually earned their keep, not only as a celebrity, but as a competent person, whatever their profession, I'm more than interested. And certainly our country needs some... some therapy.
Would it be the worst thing to have a therapist in there?
No, it would not be. I'm sure Dr. Drew will pick up all sorts of new, it'll be like Celebrity Rehab DC edition. Yeah.
Talk about a spinoff show. Hey, you get kicked out of office? Well, he's got a place for you on his Celebrity Rehab show.
Yeah, so essentially, folks, Washington, D.C. is as crazy as it's ever been. Again, I'm looking for what this soundbite is, 272-9228.
Why?
The video is, it might be a watershed moment. It might not be quite the Howard Dean moment where he screamed his head off in Iowa, I believe. I don't think it's to that level. And it's not quite to the pathetic Jeb Bush please clap.
Oh,
the
God, that was
boot
terrible.
Edge.
Yeah.
Recently had one of those moments himself.
That.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all.
But this was an interesting... Lord.
Yeah. I thought that was a real powerful moment, watching his facial expressions.
Oh, you already gave it away. It's a he.
Oh, how do you know that? Oh, I did. Yeah.
You said
anyway,
his.
I'm sorry. Pronouns mess me up, man.
And be careful. Don't misgender somebody.
Right.
But anyway, D.C.'s a mess. The presidential campaign right now is still a bit of a joke. And I think a lot of Democrats agree with me
in that regard.
So we'll get to all that in good time. But, you know, there have been a lot of ads running here on this station. And there's been talk of this deal, essentially, the Porch Creek Indians have put forward. And now it would be $1 billion, I understand, over 10 years.
Yep.
And folks have brought up the whole idea of, well, think about the history with the Native Americans. I mean, think about what they went through. Shouldn't we care for them in that regard? Well, yes, though, I mean, you can find that in certain parts where gambling is legal, there's so many lobbyists that are now trying to get tribe status so they can get certain privileges.
Follow the money.
So, I don't begrudge somebody, you know, trying to have a business, make money, take advantage of something due to their special status. Whatever privilege you got, take advantage of it. But is this wise in general for the state of Alabama? Now, here's where I come down on it, folks. If we're not going to have gambling at all in the state at large, whether it's like what Mississippi's done with a licensing scheme where the paying for the licenses sets up a regulatory kind of gambling board and you have casinos all throughout the state. We could go that route.
Mm-hmm.
I think this state, given where it is in the country, and also given the passion for things like college football, I know some folks might hate this, but I think sports betting could be a big industry in this state.
It already is. That's what, you know, it goes back to the marijuana industry and the black market.
Right.
Come on, guys.
Right. It's not like we got to create something anew. It's just recognizing that something already exists and bringing it out of the shadows.
Exactly.
It's that old Russian joke, they pretend to regulate us and we pretend to be regulated.
Exactly.
And so if we're not going to ever entertain that idea, whether it's a lottery or class three or class four gaming, these sorts of things.
Yeah.
Why not make more money from the Native Americans? I mean, and they would get a monopoly. I don't like the government granting monopoly privileges.
There you go.
By any means. But
a monopoly is what our government usually goes after to break up. Now they're creating one.
Right. I've learned, though, Eddie, that there are my ideals, and I'm all for freedom, even so-called freedom of vice.
Right here, then, Joey.
It's down to personal responsibility for you not to engage too much in those vices. And, yes, we have to be clear-eyed, and you got to care for the folks who can't control themselves. Gambling can be a very real addiction.
It can be a real addiction. Yes, it can be, and so can so many other things in life. But
you're right, like Twinkies.
Exactly. And as funny as that is, it's the truth.
There's
addictions there. But what you say you're all about freedom, but at the same time, you're locking us down to one company. You're limiting our income. You're limiting so many things, and you're allowing them to create a monopoly.
Right. No, if I could wave a magic wand, Eddie, I would say, with some common sense regulation, gambling, free reign in the state. Go ahead.
Our magic wand's supposed to be our representatives.
But I'm not the government of the state of Alabama. I don't get to wave a magic wand, nor should you want me to have that wand. Pretty much anybody else.
It also gives an easy out for the politicians, because now they don't have to defend it anymore. They're like, we got a guy. Hey, man, I got a guy that can do it better. We got a guy. I think it's horrible. Once again, it's creating a monopoly. You're limiting your income. If I told you, Joey, that, you know, I will exclusively pay you X amount of dollars per year, but you can only deal with me. You know, there's a couple billion or million other people in the world, but I'm not going to let you deal with them. You have to deal with me only.
Right. Oh, no, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. But I will say that if the state's not going to allow it at all, I mean, why not give it up to the pseudo-sovereigns?
Well, one more thought on that is I think the casinos kind of have a chokehold on the state.
Mm.
If you remember back a couple years ago, I believe it was the Supreme Court that came out and said, look, if you're an Indian reservation or a casino, whatever, you can grow and sell marijuana. I don't care where you are in the United States. So any Indian reservation, any casino can do that.
Then let's get this through fast.
Right. Well, all of a sudden, they're probably telling the state, look, if you do not okay this, we'll just start selling pot. What are you going to do about it?
You're saying it's federally protected?
Yes.
Wow.
It came out a while back, several years ago.
Because
I thought then, oh boy, I really thought that, you know, because they have the cigarette stores at the tobacco stores on the place there in Wetumpka. I really thought, oh man, they're going to open up a pot shop.
You're right. Well, 272-9228, folks, 272-9228, taking calls about whatever topic, including this one. I have to say, whoever is doing the lobbying work for the Porch Creek Indians knows what they're doing, because they've already primed the pump. And I see an article, I pick it up this morning, maybe came out yesterday, that the folks who are advocating for the Education Trust Fund want $300 million more. A $300 million raise. I mean, it's like, oh, what are those greedy people want? Well, they want to teach children to read at an early age. It's kind of hard to fight that, but I do question, like, you know, I don't mind kids learning to read and effectively.
You're not against that, Joey.
I'm not against that at all. But I do wonder, like, it seems every year, instead of really getting our budget in order and tightening our waist.
Yeah.
And the general fund folks, I think, are be doing a presentation today.
Okay.
It's always more money. More money.
Always.
And when there are problems in government, give us more money. Problems in private business, it usually means
layoffs.
Yeah. Exactly.
Tightening of the belt.
So whoever came up with this idea of $1 billion to the state of Alabama right before the session and we start getting all these asks for the budget. That's an interesting thing. 272-9228. By the way, when you call, I'm going to put you on hold, and don't just hang up after I put you on hold. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning, Red Top.
Hey, Red Top. How you doing?
Gentlemen, really the main, I feel one of the main impediments to all this gambling and legalizing marijuana is that these guys in Montgomery at the legislature are not capable of running these regulating agencies to manage this stuff. And if they were a capable group like there are in so many other states that run it and rake in the money, we could move along in this state. But, you know, not only they just nobody that can run it. They would have to sub it out to other people in other states who have the intelligence to run it. And what's ironic is we're sending a man to the moon again, but we can't legalize marijuana or gambling because they don't have the brains to regulate it.
Or we can't get off the do not call, or can't get on the do not call list, and it actually works, but we can send a man to the moon. This is our government.
Yes. Oh, but gentlemen, it's so much more difficult to fight vice than to accomplish great feats like walking on the moon.
Yeah, it's real easy because all you do is put people in jail and you're in the loop forever. And
if only putting people in jail solved the problem of vice.
And it doesn't. It has doesn't. Nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
May I make a quick comment? I was just listening to NPR, and I know that's distasteful, but
what's wrong with you?
Well, on point every morning at 9 o'clock, they bring up the subject, and they just had Adam Schiff's law professor on.
Oh!
And this is why it's significant. He made a comment about how proud he was of Adam Schiff and how he's performing and all that, which that alone is nauseating. But one of the first comments he made about the president's legal team is they're all a bunch of white men. I called NPR.
All right.
Yeah,
and I have been on twice already, if you guys can believe that, and I don't think they're going to ever let me on again. I said I thought this was demonstrative of what the impeachment is all about, starting with that comment. It's not necessary to say what race the president's team is. So now that I see the prosecution team by the Democrats, and it is all fruits and flavors. They're missing a transgender impeachment management, by the way. We see more of what's going on. It's just a confused show of everything. And that's really a tragedy because nothing's getting done. Nobody's listening. And it was painful whatever time I spent on it last night, which is very little.
Right, that's why we've
incredibly
we're focusing,
it's a minus 13.
That's why we're focusing on other issues today.
Yeah, but I know you are, but I thought that was very interesting. Adam Schiff, law professor.
Playing the identity politics card.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate
Take
it.
Take care,
Red Top. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Ole Miss.
Hey, Ole Miss, how you doing, man?
Good. The reason I called is you were talking about Alabama and managing, you know, the money and the profitability of certain things.
Yes, sir.
Well, let me set the stage. I've been in business small business for 25 years in construction.
Okay.
Last couple of years, I've turned things over to my youngest son to manage and run the business. We renamed the business for health issues. Mine. Well, in 17, I called the state of Alabama and told them that I was, you know, bringing in my placard, rolling up my carpet. The business was being renamed, the whole nine yards. Well, in 2018, I got another phone call about taxes, so I got a letter from the state saying that my business has been closed. All right? Now, 6 months later, I get a thing from the tax department, from the corporate tax division, where I didn't file for my taxes, and I sent them a letter where I had closed my business. Well, yesterday, I get a judgment where the state of Alabama sued me for failing to file my taxes. There was no taxes due. The business was closed. And now I've either got to go to court and pay, you know, fees to the court or pay their $150 for not filing my taxes for 2018 on a closed business.
Yep, it's a privilege tax, if I'm not mistaken. I have to pay
but
that every
I'd already got the state's letter where I closed the business, and it was closed.
It sounds like the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing over there at the government.
But do I go to court and pay the fees and fight this, or do I send them $150, which I feel like they're stealing? It's extortion.
It is extortion. I would go to court with your letter and say, hey, Your Honor, this is what we got.
Yeah, but then I've got to file court fees.
You're right.
I mean,
You're right.
You know.
And that's kind of how they get you.
That's their strategy to nickel and dime you.
That's exactly right.
That's how they make their money. That's why they're not worried about billions from the Indians. With somebody's probably getting paid and building a house in the Caribbean, you know, with our government here in the state of Alabama. I don't doubt that a bit.
I've always said Chicago politicians don't have anything on Alabama, man. They don't.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, there are real entrepreneurs like you, and this might sound weird. It's not a knock against anybody else, but when you say you run a business and small business and construction for 25 years, I eagerly want to say thank you for your service to the community. I think too often businessmen, and especially small business entrepreneurs, it's like the businessman is the only one who has to turn around and apologize for providing the service well. Like, give back to the community. It's like, what do you think I've been doing running this business? Yeah. So I appreciate that. And then there are other types of entrepreneurs. Instead of providing a quality service or product, they run to the government, and they're political entrepreneurs who know how to work the system.
Yep.
We got too many of those in the state and across this country.
Agreed 100%.
Yes, sir. Well, it's like I got a book at the house that says, some people dream of becoming prosperous. Some people get up and work every day to become prosperous.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Well, gentlemen, y'all have a good day. I appreciate the opportunity to vent a little bit, and y'all have a good day.
You too, send that man. Money to them in pennies.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it, old
you
man.
You take care.
Man, I feel for him. That's frustrating.
It is frustrating.
It's just it's a matter of principle at that point. Like, you do everything you're supposed to, and then they're still hitting you up for money. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jason. Good morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
Good. How you doing? Jason?
I'm doing all right. Hey, I called about the casino. I think they ought to take the money and take sales tax off of food. I think they'll get a large contingent of citizens that will go for something like that. Just take it because the casino's already set up. They're already making money. They're going to give you $1 billion up front and $300 million every year subsequent after that. Verify they can keep that money rolling in and roll with it.
Love the idea of that, but I remember the BP oil money that we had. I mean, we're like rednecks with a credit card. We get a brand new credit card, we spend every dime of it, and then go, hey, we're broke.
I'm with you. It always seems like a money pick, because I remember when sales tax 8 cents on the dollar.
Thank you.
And they took it up to 9, saying, oh, where's going to go to education? And we still don't know where that penny went. And then it went up another penny, and now we got the gas tax. And so it's like, it's always a shell game. Like, you don't know where
exactly
the money
right.
goes, and they always want more. But I would make 2 points behind that. One, when we talk about free markets and capitalism, that's what it's all about, more money. Regardless where the money goes, it's all about that bottom dollar and everybody having more of it. And to the previous caller, I feel for him. I've been in a similar situation with the state of Alabama behind business. Basically, business privilege tax, like you, it costs you just as much just about to give them as it does to fund your business just for the right to open your business.
Yep.
But I would say the same thing I said yesterday about that. If we're going to keep putting the same Republican people in office and expecting a different outcome, either we're crazy or stupid. If we can talk about Adam Schiff and all the other people, but it seems like we got our own house we need to clean up. We're consistently being bamboozled by our elected officials. So I don't know, but I would take that money and run and let the Fort Creek Indians take the casinos wherever they want and use that money in a way that makes the people happy. But anyway, you guys have a good day.
You too.
Well, on to that, what if we did it like a business? Okay, the Port Creek Indians offer us whatever it was, $1 billion. Hey, let's put it out there for bid. Anybody else want to bid?
Right, and that's what I've said.
Every 5 years, we put it out there for bid.
The state should pay a little bit. If they're going to play this game, they should play hardball. Don't just take their opening bid. We'll give you $1 billion and what's being advertised.
Right.
Because there's no details I've seen, nothing like that.
Well, here it is. We'll give you $1 billion
right.
to the state. But, hey, Mr. Senator, I'm going to slip you something on the side so you don't ask no questions. Take your $1 billion and move on about your way.
Yeah, and also to the idea of, you know, capitalism, free markets, business is all about the bottom line. Yes, mm-hmm. it is. It's about profit. But any good businessman will tell you that if you sacrifice quality service and quality of your product, or if you are just sacrificing anything about quality for the sake of the bottom line, you can maybe get away with it to a certain degree.
To a degree.
But you're going to end up losing that bottom line and that profit in the long run if you make your customers angry.
It comes back tenfold. And right. you can see that with, you know, NAFTA when we had these places going to Mexico left and right. You know, we got places coming back now. I've heard somebody say, like Walmart, everything you buy at Walmart is made in China. It used to be made in the U.S. Everything is disposable. You can't buy a drill, a cordless drill. It's disposable.
Right. It's, well, we're only just beginning here on News and Views from 9 to noon here on a Thursday. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. And we're still wondering and looking for an answer. What is this sound effect? What is this sound hook? Who is it and why did they say it? More News and Views from 9 to noon after this. 272-9228 if you want to get in.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Cryer.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Luke Cryer's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Luke Cryer. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylukewire.com today. That's acbylukewire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Cryer.
License number 84417.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the River region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time homebuyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The Goodson Group, 551-0225.
Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate, Certus from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228.
Why?
Because that's the number people need to call. if they want to talk. And that's the number Reverend Roger Olson called. Every time I mention gambling addiction, it's like it's like a bat signal to this man. Hey, Reverend Olson, how you doing?
I'm good, Joey. I'm good. Yeah, well, you know, gambling addiction is like the Achilles heel of the gambling industry.
Yep.
You know, nobody likes to talk about it. They just want to kind of brush it under the rug. And I can't tell you, I very much appreciate your comments and Mr. Bader's comments that you recognized that for some people, gambling can become a problem. And of course, our organization, the Alabama Council on Compulsive Gambling, and we're very fortunate that our office is right here in Montgomery. In fact, I could throw a rock from our office and hit you guys at the radio station.
I dare you.
But the fact that we are gambling neutral, so we don't get involved with anything that's either for or against gambling. We are here to help people where gambling may become a problem.
Right.
And I just wanted to call in on that for a minute. People don't realize that gambling addiction is a huge problem here in the state of Alabama, even though gambling's not legalized. There is more sports betting per capita in the state of Alabama than any other state in the United States.
There you go.
I believe that.
And so with the Super Bowl coming up, I just want to remind folks, enjoy sports, but don't bet your life on it. And that if you are gambling money that you can't afford to lose, then that's not a good bet. Because, you know, losing is a huge part of the activity. And so for people that do it recreationally for fun and they do it within boundaries, then it's not a problem. But if you know of anybody, and I'm particularly speaking to your listeners this morning, if you ever know of anybody that you think might have a gambling problem, we have partnered with the United Way's 211 program.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of the clinicians that I have personally trained, being that I'm a recovering gambling addict myself, I'll be celebrating 25 years of abstinence on March 4th. So I know the game, to use a phrase, you know. And so I have trained all of the therapists that we have listed with the 211 program. 211 is 24/7, totally confidential. All you have to do is call there and say, I think I might have a gambling problem. I'd like to know more about your counselors. I'd like to know about the Gamblers Anonymous meetings in the area. And you can get that help. And there's nothing wrong with reaching out for help, Joey.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you calling in, Reverend Olson. Again, folks, this is Reverend Roger Olson. And we don't have time to go into your story, but I know it well.
No.
And just from your own experience, you sharing it with me a couple of years ago now.
Absolutely.
I found that this is, your personal testimony convinced me this sort of addiction is as much of an addiction as any sort of substance abuse people are more aware of.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just do some research on Google. Yeah. About gambling addiction, it will shock you.
The stories are incredible.
Absolutely. Now, Joey, let me say that because I am a recovering gambling addict, I cannot participate in any types of games at all. But I do want to tell you this. The soundbite you're playing sounds an awful lot like Joe Biden rambling this morning on the CBS Morning Show.
Well, yeah, I think you may be right. I'm going to have to go to the full tape in order to confirm here in a second. But, yeah.
I thought he and Elizabeth Warren were having war chants or something.
appreciate it, Roger. I really do.
Hey, have a great day. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you. Yeah, in fact, folks, that is Joe Biden.
Yesterday you said you accepted.
That's the voice of Ed O'Keefe for CBS News. Yesterday, and this is about Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden and the insults and the apologies and the accepting apologies, but still attacking. Go on, Ed.
Bernie's apology, and now you're attacking him. Why are you doing that?
Go.
Why wasn't his apology enough, Mr. Vice President? Why attack Sanders?
Why? You're getting nervous, man. Calm down. It's okay. He apologized for saying that I was corrupt. He didn't say anything about whether or not I was telling the truth about Social Security.
Thank you, guys.
Wow. The video is even more just revealing. Like, after he makes the point to Ed O'Keefe, he kind of gently punches him in the chest. Kind of very intimidating move. Not violent,
but
it's definitely a power move. Though, half the time when Joe Biden starts bickering, he's like, no, you're the one who uses all the salt. No, you are, honey. It's like an old married couple.
Yeah.
Like,
but like you said, the video, the look on his face when that guy finally hits that nerve. I mean, you see him walking past everybody, and then he stops and turns. Yeah, that look on his face. If he could have, he would have shot that reporter dead on the spot.
Man. Yeah, I mean, he was like the mockery and the look on his face when he went. Not a good look, Joe.
No, it was not.
More news and views after this quick break. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. 272-9228. Again, folks, this hour of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. 279-6036, 279-6036. Tell them you're a news and views listener, and you'll get 40% off all videotape to DVD transfers. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios sponsoring this hour of news and views.
Coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Great Clips is having a great grand opening because at Great Clips, it's gonna be great. And that means everything. Your haircut, the price, even their grand openings. So come to the new Great Clips located at 7747 East Chase Parkway in front of Best Buy. In celebration of their grand opening, they're offering $6.99 haircuts for a limited time. Help celebrate by stopping in today for a $6.99 haircut at Great Clips East Chase in front of Best Buy. Great Clips, it's gonna be great.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Yep. It's Tiffany Coleman again to tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman. And what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun. And I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress. And I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Thank you for that. Thank you. He was.
He was a bad dude.
Yeah, Joe Biden's not a liar when it comes to corn pop.
Well, with a name like corn pop, you got to be a bad dude.
272-9228, if y'all want to get in, welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's go to the phones and talk to Eric. Hey, Eric, welcome to the program.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
Hey, is it me, or does that Tiffany Coleman sound like Forrest Gump in that last commercial?
She could be Forrest Gump's sister, no doubt.
I've gotten a lot, I've heard a lot on air and off air from callers like yourself, and no comment from me, but but yeah, you're not alone.
Yeah.
Okay, and you know, one of the things that they teach you, well, you learn growing up, especially when you go, you're going to deal with the public and you're expecting a certain response, is don't ask questions you don't know the answer to already. And she keep asking if we're tired of her. And the fact that she doesn't know the answer to that question, I don't want to hear from her.
I kind of think she does know that. That's why she answers the question.
Well, and actually, you're leading me to yesterday, Josh Moon, who, you know, I usually disagree with Josh on all sorts of stuff, but I do respect his, especially when he's doing straight reporting, digging into documentary evidence and court documents in particular. And he wrote up a piece, the headline, folks, it's an Alabama Political Reporter. I believe Bill Britt will be in with Jack tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
We'll talk about it in more detail. But the headline is, legal filings, evidence, witnesses paint a disturbing picture in fraud case against Coleman Moving Company. And Jeff Coleman has not so far responded, in my opinion, very well to people bringing this up, in particular his opponent Jessica Taylor, reporters like Josh Moon. He reached out to Jeff Coleman, Kyle Whitmire for AL.com. We've brought it up on this program going back a few weeks now. And, you know, it'd be one thing if you could answer this effectively, because it was settled and there is an incentive for whistleblowers. They get a financial incentive. It, given what Josh Moon has presented, he wrote this up yesterday, it is quite detailed, and there's a lot of evidence. So we'll see where this goes, but I think Jeff Coleman, whether it's on this controversy that his opponents are hitting him on, or it's just presenting who he is, I want to hear from the man himself.
I would like to. I had somebody tell me yesterday, he's like, hey, man, you can rip the government off for $700 million, and you only got to pay him $5 million back. We need to get in the moving business.
That's a pretty good return margin.
Yeah, buddy.
The other thing is she's sitting there saying he even has fun building his business. And with this story breaking,
yeah.
I mean, I guess you can have fun making $750 million. Well, so my bad. $745 million, you know, bilking us out of money.
Well, I'll just say it'll be an amazing political story if this guy, who it's his race to lose, he's the one with the most money in this race. Huh. His signs are everywhere. I saw plenty driving down to Dothan. Leaving the city here. His commercials everywhere, not just on these airwaves, but on television. Trucks with his face, billboards with his face.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it should be his to win, but he's got to be pretty effective in, you know, presenting himself, doing it himself. And he needs to answer what happened here in a more effective manner, in my humble opinion. And he also needs to present, like, you know, who are you? I want to hear from you. So I appreciate the call, Eric.
All right, guys.
Thank you. That's a good point. I haven't really seen him out. You kind of explaining things away. He's kind of putting his wife out there on the forefront in the commercials. I did see an article where he was saying something to the effect that his political rivals are just kind of trumping that stuff up against him and things like that. But that's kind of a hard question to answer. And also, somebody went to jail over it, and it wasn't him. It was one of his employees. Mm-hmm. So, again, that kind of makes me worried. Did you set up, you know, did you scapegoat it out? Did you, why'd that employee go to jail and not the owner of the company? Or was he even involved? You know,
right.
You can be the owner of a company and have some people doing things that you just don't know about.
Given Josh Moon's take on this, and he may be wrong, I think he's right in this case, he says that what it appears is that Jeff Coleman himself would have been a passive player in this. That there are emails showing this was brought to his attention and family members' attention. And that what they did with their business is they set up an incentive structure at every level of the employee flowchart chain, that sort of thing.
Right.
And at every level, there was financial incentive for higher weights. And the way, you know, you weight a truck is you take just the truck without anybody in it, without any product in it, and you get what's called a tear weight. Like, you tear it. Like, think of a scale, folks.
That's right, tear weight.
You know, you're working in the kitchen, and you want to have the right amount of flour and yeast. That's the only reason to have a scale.
Okay.
Yeah, so you get the tear weight, and then you load up the truck, and the difference, you know, there's your weight, and you charge by the weight. And apparently there's financial incentives for the employees.
Okay.
And there wasn't double-checking on any sort of gaming of that system.
It kind of goes back to, like, that Wells Fargo deal where they were, if you got financial incentives in there, I can't blame employees for trying to make more money, but you have to regulate that somehow so, you know your customers are not getting taken advantage of. Wells Fargo's taking a huge hit over this, and I don't think their future looks bright at all.
And at all these different locations, once a weight was determined, it would be written on a weight certificate. Mm-hmm. Using the weight certificate, the business office at Coleman Worldwide would create an invoice for which it billed the Department of Defense. Additionally, a locator card is created for use by the warehouse where the service members' belongings are stored while waiting on shipment. The locator card also contains the original weight recorded. Now, the judge, I believe, in this case, only he removed a lot of, there were like several whistleblowers that came out, and the judge essentially moved to say we're only going to focus on the first whistleblower's allegations. We're not talk about all these other things that have been found. And that's when the prosecutor's like, well, you kind of took the wind out of our sails. And so I think that's how the settlement came about.
Well, it's still a good return, man. $700 million, you only got to pay $5 back.
And so, but rest assured, folks, this isn't going away for Jeff Coleman.
No.
If he can answer it sufficiently, fine. I'd like to hear from him. But it's only creating more questions when all you're essentially saying is that our business did nothing wrong and it was a, Obama U.S. attorney that was going after a perfectly good business. Like, yeah, that's good politicking, I suppose, but I'd like to hear more. It only really creates more questions. 272-9228, 272-9228. More news and views after this quick break. And again, folks, remember, Dan Black Studios is bringing you this hour of news and views. 279-6036, 279-6036. Turn those old videotapes into a exciting event. Analog memories into the digital future. 40% off for news and views listeners for videotape to DVD transfers when you call 279-6036 and tell Dan Black Studios you are a News and Views listener. More News and Views when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right.
outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228. A quick segment here before the top of the hour. Let's go to the phones and talk to David. Hey, David, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Joey. How are you guys?
Good. Doing well. Good. Doing well.
You know, suppose you're talking about tare weight. That'd be easy to get around. If you pull a truck onto a scale and do a tare with the tanks empty, say you have 100 gallons worth of fuel tanks, that's 700 pounds that you're tacking on when you load. So if you have an extended tanks, that's double. That'd be 1,400 pounds per truck. So you can easily cheat on a tear.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, the way the Josh Moon piece, it begins with like an anecdote just to paint a picture. And what a picture it is. Here, I'll just read it. In the late 2000s, Scott Dannon, the general manager of a Coleman Worldwide moving facility in Colorado Springs, Colorado, was approached by one of the company's truck drivers and asked an odd question. The driver wanted to know where Dannon's quote-unquote weight crate was located. According to testimony Dannon provided under oath in a deposition, Dannon was confused. He had no idea what a weight crate was. When he asked the driver to explain, he looked at me like I was from outer Mars. The driver then explained that a weight crate was a heavy crate, usually filled with something like bricks, that drivers would place on the trucks prior to final weighting.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
That's an easy, easy cover-up.
I wonder if they brought the weight crate into as evidence.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, you had the individual call in earlier talking about, you know, with business, shutting down his business and stuff and getting a bill from the state. My in-laws, they used to own a successful business. And when they basically sold off their business and retired, the following year, they got a bill from the IRS for $55,000. And they called their accountant, who had been their accountant for 30 plus years, and said, you know, do we owe any back taxes? And he said, of course not. He said, you're all paid up on your taxes. And he actually went and met with the IRS, and the IRS basically told him, yeah, you're right, we're wrong, but you're still your client's still going to pay $55,000 to us.
And I actually, just to bring this up, if Ole Miss is still listening, a CPA called off air, didn't have time to talk on air, and said, what might happen is, did you actually fully dissolve your LLC?
Yeah.
And that might be the issue here, that you didn't.
Yeah.
It's like a divorce.
So their accountant basically came back to him and said, you know, they know they're wrong, but they said, screw you, you're going to pay the $55,000 or else. And my father-in-law said, I'll take him to court. He said, if you take him to court, he said, you'll be out court costs, attorney's fees, and guess what? It's the IRS. You'll still pay the $55,000. So they ended up writing a check for $55,000 for no reason to the IRS.
That's sick, man.